Lake Effect continues on WUWM. I'm Stephanie Lecce. For more than 150 years, the organization that would become the Boys and Girls Clubs of America has been giving our country's children a safe place to learn, play, and grow. We have one of the largest and most active chapters here in Milwaukee, offering more than 200 programs to the city's children. It shouldn't come as a surprise, then, that the Boys and Girls Clubs of America's current president and CEO comes from the Milwaukee chapter, but there's another Milwaukeean who's made good on the national Boys and Girls Club scene. Erin Harang is now the Director of Events and Fundraising Midwest at Boys and Girls Clubs of America, and she joins me in studio to talk about what's new at the organization. Well, Erin Harang, welcome to Lake Effect.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
I want to start by asking, why do we still need Boys and Girls Clubs today?
Well, I will tell you why. So during the day in America, there will be between the hours of 3 and 7, so after school, it's when juvenile crime rises. Boys and Girls Clubs, which has been around for more than 100 years, is open at critical times for our kids. 15 million kids are home alone after school each day. So what are they doing with that time? And the answer for us is to come to the clubs, where we're doing academic programming, we're helping with art programs, we're doing leadership programs, and at the very base of it, we're a safe place for those kids to go.
Are you seeing changing issues in our communities that the Boys and Girls Clubs are responding to?
Well, I think poverty is also a very big issue, no matter where you are. In looking at the Midwest region, for example, 5 of the 10 most segregated cities lie within the Midwest. And we know that in Milwaukee specifically, that has a lot to do with the poverty levels and things like that. Part of our mission says that we're serving the kids who need us most, and that's where we are. We're in the central cities serving those kids.
You've worked at both the Milwaukee level and now at the national level in the Midwest division. What are you seeing that's happening in Milwaukee that is actually part of a bigger trend?
Sure. Well, I'm seeing Milwaukee actually is one of the best clubs in the nation. So I'm a little biased, but it's actually one of the largest as well. And they've got a lot of best practices. And then there's a reason that Jim Clark, who was president and CEO of Boys and Girls Clubs of Milwaukee, is now the president and CEO of Boys and Girls Clubs of America, is because he's got a great vision for where we're going. And so because of that, we're looking at something called the Great Futures Campaign. And through that, we're doing expanded academic support programs. We are increasing the membership and the daily attendance because we know that when kids come more, we can have more of an impact. And then we're doing high yield activities. So in that time that we get them, we can make a high impact. And through that, we're hoping to get kids who are on track to graduate or for whatever success plan for what they want to do after graduating high school, that they're safe, which is always the base of what we want to do, and that they're engaged citizens and they're excited about giving back to their community.
What other issues are specific to the Midwest that you're seeing in the work you're doing?
I think locally and nationally, there's always the issue of how do we have high quality program and serve all the kids that need to be served. I think the clubs in most communities could open up their door to thousands of kids if they needed to. But then you kind of lose that high your quantity over quality. So I think the clubs right now do have a great balance and formula of saying, here's the measurement for how many kids that we can handle to make sure that if you walk into our doors and we're helping you read through our Spark Early Literacy program, that you're getting out of it what we intend to get out of it. And we know that that threshold loses its edge if we just open the door and become just a giant daycare center.
At its fundamental core, though, you do say that Boys and Girls Clubs provide a safe place for students. And I wonder if that's become even more imperative in the last several years as crime against young people has increased in communities like Milwaukee, particularly in Chicago, just to the south of us.
Mm-hmm. It's actually definitely been an issue, especially working from the national perspective and seeing more of the clubs have to deal with the, you know, you specifically mentioned Chicago. They dealt with their part of their school system closing as well. And so then there's, you know, kids on the street with that as well. And where do the parents take them? I would say one of the key issues that's been hard to deal with is that the mental health aspect. So, you know, you talk about what are the keys to success and how do we learn and how do we engage those kids? And then they're in a neighborhood where there's crime, and maybe it's crime on a daily basis, and maybe it's normal. And actually, I know that in some of those neighborhoods, it is normal, and they deal with that all the time. And how do we overcome that? And so I mean, I don't have the answer for that. That is a struggle. But how do we make sure that they know that if they feel threatened, that they can come to us, they can come to our adults, they can come to our volunteers, and be welcomed and be safe?
What are some of the programs that you've instituted on the national level that you've really seen success, targeted success in our local communities?
Right. Well, actually, I'm going to flip that question because it started at Boys and Girls Clubs in Milwaukee, and it's actually going national because of its success. So this SPARK Early Literacy Program is designed to help kids who are at a certain age range before they get too late, where it starts to become a struggle to teach them to read. It's almost like a remedial program, but it's not like the, oh, Stephanie doesn't know how to read. Let's, you know, everyone makes fun of her now. It's a cool club. So the kids love to come to it. It really engages them. It engages their parents, which is part of it, you know, part of the success measure. And what it's doing is it's taking these kids and moving the needle and saying, okay, these kids would have been failing by this point, and now they're succeeding, and now they're reading. And we know that reading is at the base of every other success that they can have going through school.
That's awesome. Why has Milwaukee's Boys and Girls Club chapter been so successful in launching this program and, as you mentioned before, serving as a model for best practices? What's going on here?
Well, I have a couple answers, and they're going to be extremely biased coming from Milwaukee. One is I think Milwaukee is a pretty cool and generous town. I think we have innovative people here with innovative solutions. I was always amazed at Boys and Girls Clubs of Milwaukee by the creativity we had in the room when we knew that the outcomes for our kids' success was at stake. The other thing is, I think that we have a lot of businesses and business leaders that partner with us, that help us make these things a reality and allow us to try new programs and allow us to play with things a little bit. If we're allowed to measure and adjust and we have those resources available, it allows us to be able to expand and help us serve those kids better. Milwaukee's got a great business community when it comes to the nonprofit world and helping those kids, because we also want to live in a community where we have productive citizens, so it also benefits them as well.
Now, Erin, you had been in the nonprofit sector in Milwaukee for a little while before you went to Boys and Girls Club of Greater Milwaukee and now to Boys and Girls Clubs of America. What did you learn from your time here in Milwaukee that you've brought now to this new position?
You know, I've learned that people love to get involved, and sometimes it's really just asking them. And sometimes it's just figuring out what their passions are. So this is me asking Milwaukee to get involved. And I know so many people in Milwaukee are. Like I said, we're a very generous community. But I think it's for the kids, I think the hardest part is consistency. So making sure that when you are giving of your time, giving of your dollars, that it's consistently. We actually, I know some other social service organizations deal with this impact too, is that we want volunteers, but we also need them to commit for a long time. So you think of an organization like Big Brothers Big Sisters as well, which has a one-on-one mentorship program. So important. But getting those volunteers to say, I want to do this for at least a year, is very difficult. So I would say that the generous people in Milwaukee are instrumental to making that happen, but it's just that consistency that we need to get up to.
What are going to be the priorities going forward for the national organization?
Well, we have that Great Futures program, and it's really about maximizing our programs and getting it to the kids who need us most so we can get those kids on track for success after graduation. And I think it's important to note that success after graduation is not going to a four-year college, which is one version of success. It's whatever that success means to them. So how can we give them the skills to do whatever they want to do? That's why we have a variety of targeted programming so they can kind of explore who it is that they want to be and what fits for them in their lifestyle.
Where do you see your role in helping these kids?
You know, I think about our mission a lot, and I think about these productive citizens that we're hoping to mold. And while I'm not frontline staff, I get to work with a lot of organizations and individuals that help us get the resources that make that happen. So I envision, you know, I get to work with club graduates and club alum that can shape how we're changing the future. Not to sound all cheesy, but these kids are the future of where our nation is going. And if we're not paying attention to them, there's something wrong with us. We really do need to make sure that they're successful.
Well, Erin Harang, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Erin Harang is the Director of Events and Fundraising Midwest at Boys and Girls Clubs of America after working at the Boys and Girls Clubs of Greater Milwaukee. She's also the president of Women for MAC. Coming up, a new exhibit shows that even when war disrupts a culture, making art doesn't stop. We'll learn about Afghan war rugs next when Lake Effect returns on Milwaukee Public Radio.